Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach here, back with another amazing Mama Truth Show, if I do say so myself. And today we're going to be talking about a lighting revolution that is sweeping classrooms across the nation. You may have noticed that I have had this incredible sponsor for the Mama Truth Show called Acuity Brands, and specifically their Lighting for Pupils product that has been a sponsor for the last 6 months for the Mama Truth Show. And I was so honored to be able to invite them to become a sponsor and have them say yes to sponsoring the Mama Truth Show, because I believe so much in the power of what it is that they're doing. And I wanted to bring on a very special guest to talk a little bit more about this, because for me, and I know for all of you, you're a conscious mom, you're a soulful mom. We really want to find solutions in the classroom that A, make teaching easier on our amazing teachers, because Lord knows they have the hardest job in the entire world, in my opinion. So that's important, and I know it's important to you. And B, find solutions to really some of those problems that we're seeing rise in our children around, you know, all of this hyperactivity and all of these different things that a lot of our children are facing right now, and trying to find solutions that have nothing to do with having our babies ingest things into their bodies. And knowing and trusting that, of course, there are children that absolutely need that. So I'm definitely not a proponent of like, take them all off, like whatever. That is absolutely a personal decision and depends case by case by case. But I'm always on the lookout for really simple, powerful solutions that are alternative solutions to some of the things that we're currently doing. And I know that when I send my girls off to school, to preschool, in my youngest one's case, I always want teachers to be on the cutting edge and our schools to be on the cutting edge to do what we can do to keep our children healthy, to keep them safe, to help them learn, and to help them have a positive environment. So that's why I've been so honored that Acuity Brands and Lighting for Pupils specifically has been a sponsor for the Mama Truth Show. So with that, I wanted to bring on a very special guest. Her name is Tricia Foster, and she is, I want to tell you the exact title, the Director for Education Market Development. And she joined Acuity Brands in 1999. And in her current role, she drives demand for total lighting solutions for educational facilities. So as the director training and education in the Acuity Brand Center for Light and Space, she managed all aspects of training and education for internal and external customers. And Tricia was the education chair for the IES Georgia section for 5 years and was an integral part in establishing the IES student chapter in Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta. So with that, welcome Tricia, also known as Trish. I'm so glad to have you here on the show.
Great. Thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate you giving me some time today to chat with you about this very exciting topic.
Yeah. So let's dive in. And I'm sure, you know, sometimes I feel like things can sound too good to be true. But what I love so much about Lighting for Pupils is that you're starting to do studies and really see the impact of lighting. So talk to us a little bit about the tunable lighting system and what it is and how it works.
Sure, absolutely. And guys, we're going to try not to get too technical in this conversation.
Yes,
you know,
please.
Why? I want to keep lighting fun. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Right? So if you start talking about tunable lighting, let's, you know, and Amy, you and I have had this conversation before. Yeah. Think about when you're going to a fine dining restaurant and how they set the lighting at a really warm, low light level, right?
Right.
And it was to relax you so you can hang out with your partner that's there eating with you, and you'll stay for many hours and, you know, hopefully run up a bill that's a lot higher than you would have otherwise.
Exactly. So true.
And then on the flip side, right, you go into those, let's say those dressing rooms that are really bright and they have a really cool light. Think about how you feel in there, right? Now, you may not think you look the prettiest in there, but believe it or not, what that's doing is increasing your energy levels, right?
Wow, interesting.
So what's happening is if you change the color temperature of a light from warm to really cool, it impacts mood and behavior and you respond to it. So what does that mean to kiddos, right? In a classroom, right? That means if you want a child to be able to sit and concentrate on individual tasks, such as maybe reading, okay? Mm-hmm. You want the light levels or the light to be really warm. because that will allow them to sit there and be relaxed. On the reverse end, let's think about those kids when they get to school in the morning. They may be a little bit groggy and tired, or maybe after lunch, right? And the teacher needs to give them a boost of energy. Well, if you tune the color of the light to a really cool temperature, then that will increase those energy levels, okay? And there's different settings within those two different ranges. But basically, teachers can now set the color temperature of the light based on whatever activity is happening in that classroom.
I just think this is so cool. I love it. And like when you think of the standard fluorescent lighting that is in classrooms right now, what is it tuned to standardly when you don't have that opportunity to actually tune it?
Right. So it kind of depends, but for the standard, it's usually about what we call 3,500 Kelvin. Kelvin's how we measure color temperature. Okay. So if you think about a 3,500 Kelvin, think about an office space.
Right.
Those are usually 3,500 Kelvin, as opposed to a doctor's office, which goes cooler to like a 4,100 Kelvin. So I'll kind of give you a little bit of perspective of what we're talking about when we say Kelvin temperature.
And so in the tunable lighting system that Acuity Brands has developed, how many different settings does it actually have?
Sure. So in this particular technology, there's four different settings.
Yeah.
And the reason we kept it to four is because we determined the four that would have the greatest impact, but would also be easy for the teacher.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want the teacher to have to worry about 10 different settings. If they have four basics, the first being your reading mode. The next one being your test-taking mode. The next one that you would go to would be for general teaching time. So when the teacher's up, maybe writing on the smart board or the whiteboard. And then the last one is the one I mentioned earlier, that energy mode.
Yeah. So I know that I always think, you know, myself being a speaker and a coach and leading workshops, that, you know, after lunch is one of the hardest times to lead a workshop because everyone's digestion is moving. People kind of get a little sleepy. They're ready for a siesta. So I can just like think about in my own context of leading a workshop, how that's the time when we crank up the AC, we turn the lights on as high as possible. Like that is not the time to lower the lights and do a meditation because half the people are going to end up asleep.
Exactly. You got to get those kiddos their energy level up. You wanted them to get excited about going into that learning environment again. So it's a great tool. And like you said, it's something very easy for the teacher to use in those spaces.
Yeah. So how has the response been? Like, have you, I know that you've been able to do some studies and have some actual testimonials, which I want to let everyone know. You can see this amazing video that features teachers, a principal, and even children talking about the lighting system. You can check that out at mamatruthshow.com/light. That's mamatruthshow.com/light. And you can even sign up right there, opt in to go ahead and receive more information about the tunable lighting system. But tell us a little bit about what you're finding and what the response has been to the lighting when it's actually in the classrooms.
So first of all, there is tons of research out there, right? Very technical papers. You know, if you're doing a little bit of late night reading and you want to read a 100-page document, feel free. But I think what's more powerful is the true testimonials that we're getting from, like you said, the teachers and the principals and the students. And the feedback has been absolutely positive. One of the teachers said, and I thought it was really interesting for a teacher to say this. She said, "The kids now respect the light." This is
somebody
who knows nothing about lighting, right?
Yeah.
It's because they remind her. They say, "Miss Jones, we're taking a test. You forgot to change the lighting to the testing mode."
Wow.
So they're interacting with it and they're engaging with it.
Yeah.
We do have some hard, you know, data points. I know that this particular school in Texas, they just finished their annual state test.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth graders this year in the classroom with tunable lighting scored 8 points higher. Okay, than the ones from last year.
Wow.
Now, maybe we can't contribute all that to the lighting, but that was the most significant change in that classroom between last year and this year.
Wow.
The other thing that I think is really fun, and you mentioned the video with the little kiddo talking. Yeah. I mean, this little kid's scared to go to sixth grade because he's scared he's not going to make good grades because he's not going to hide the lighting anymore. Said, you know, there's all this research, there's all this studies, but the bottom line is it's fun.
Yeah.
And these kids, they believe it's having a positive impact. And that's worth more than any research that's out there.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and I can really imagine, you know, like you're saying in the beginning, when we think about like the romantic restaurants or like when you go into a really high-end restaurant and you go into their bathrooms and they have this warm glowing light and you're like, wow, I look really gorgeous right now, right? Exactly. You know, you're like, wow, baby, like, right. Oh, I'm looking good. It really does impact us. And it seems so simple, but you also think, I know here, you know, I'm here in the San Francisco Bay Area and we've had, you know, we had all of this drought, like no rain. And then this last season has been nothing but rain. It's been, we've had all these troubles actually with dams in our water system and all this stuff, because it's just
lucky
huge avalanche of rain, which, you know, we were praying for rain and then we got rain and now we're like, please stop because it's too much. But it's been so interesting to me to see the impact that having all of these rainy, gloomy days, how it's impacted my mood. And I can really imagine that in the classroom, when all of a sudden you have this capability of making things feel warmer and sunnier, the impact on the mood of these children. I just think this is really cool.
Well, and you know what's even more fascinating, and not to take away from the great lighting and the technology behind it, but what I have found is I've gone out and talked to these wonderful teachers that we have across the country. They may not know why the lighting has a positive impact, yeah, but they all know that lighting does. That's why they turn off the electric light and let daylight come into the classroom. That's why they turn off the lights completely when they want to calm a class, right? Yeah. So they've always used lighting to help guide the classroom environment, but they didn't know why. And so now, again, we've wrapped it up into a very easy solution for them to use that's targeted for each of those activities. So I think it's really interesting. Teachers have always got this. They understand it, right? Now we're just giving them another tool to help them in the classroom.
I love it. So I know that a lot of question on people's minds is, you know, our education systems, they're always scrambling for money. We're always, you know, the PTAs and, you know, different, you know, parent organizations are always trying to raise funds for one thing or another. And so how's the response been, and how are classrooms actually even affording to upgrade to this kind of lighting system?
Well, you're absolutely right. We know that schools operate on very tight budgets, right? Yeah. So I have to give our company kind of a pat on the back here. Hmm. When we introduced this product, we knew it was going to be designed for K-12 schools.
Okay.
We knew that they had limited budgets. So we actually were very smart and we launched this great and amazing solution, but at a price point that schools can afford it. We're not saying we're going to pay a huge cost or price tag on this technology. So I love that we did that. We knew our audience, we knew who we were going after with this. And we priced it accordingly for that. You know, the other thing that I think is so interesting that you just mentioned, you know, parents, right? I'm a parent as well.
Yeah.
You know, we fight for the best tools and technologies in our kids' classrooms.
Yeah.
How many times do you read the newspaper or see on the news or read on the web, you know, parents got together to fight for certain library books, or parents got together to fight for iPads and tablets in their kids' classroom. Right. Those are all great things. I do the same.
Yeah.
Well, now I think it's time for us to start thinking about lighting and the impact that has.
Yeah, I love it. So if you're a mom that's listening right now, again, you can go to mamatruthshow.com/light, sign up to receive. But if there's a mom that's really activated right now and going, I want this in my child's school, what are some steps that you can give them to start the inroads to actually make this happen for their child's classroom?
Right. So the first thing I would suggest is, one, like you mentioned, going to the website and having that video readily available to share with their child's teacher, get it to the principal, and then they can help escalate it up to the district level. Also, all that research that I mentioned, it is out there and available on that website. Download some of that research. Again, share it with the teachers and the principals. I think the more we just have conversations about this topic, the more it's naturally going to begin to spread. And it's going to become what we would call mainstream, right? So I think it's really simple with the tools that we have available for the teacher, I mean, for the parents to share with the teachers and everyone else at the school level.
Awesome. That's so great. Well,
and, you know, and we got to remember too, you know, again, I've been with a company for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I have never in 17 years sold a lighting and controls technology that was this emotional. So that makes this fun, right?
Yeah.
It's always been about the hardware. This is how efficient it is. This is how, you know, the performance. You know what? This is about kids and education. So I think that is just awesome. And everyone can relate to it, because whether or not we're a parent, we're a friend of someone that are our parents.
Yeah.
Or nonetheless, we all went to school.
Right.
Right. So we can all relate to this in some way.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Awesome. Well, thank you. And just a huge thank you to you, Trish. You've been so awesome to work with on this sponsorship. And I, again, have just felt so honored because I just believe so much in this technology. And it's just been such a joy to have you and be working with you and the team around getting the word out about the tunable lighting system. So again, you can go to mamatruthshow.com/light, check it out, you know, send it over to the teacher, send it over to your principal, send it over to your director of your school, and let's start having this become mainstream, because any little bit helps when it comes to getting the best education for our kids and for making these incredible teachers in our lives jobs easier. Is there anything else that you want to add before we wrap up the show?
No, just thanks so much, Amy. You know, like I said, we're starting to talk to new audiences, you know, the moms and the teachers and the principals. And it's really exciting. And I just appreciate you helping us get this word out to everyone.
My pleasure. All right. With that, everyone, until next week, it's Amy Ehlers signing off. Keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.